Let's see. Our first project at iRobot was a space exploration robot. So, in fact, the original business plan for iRobot was to send a robot to the moon and sell the rights to make a movie. And the interesting thing was how far we got. We had developed a small prototype of a planetary rover. We had an agreement with NASA to sell them the data that the rover would collect. We had the producer of the movie The Blues Brothers on our board of directors. Okay. And so that we had a pretty good plan, but ultimately it did not come to pass. But we did demonstrate our robot out at Edwards Air Force Base to NASA, mm-hmm. and it became one of the motivations and technological contributors to the Sojourner rover that actually went to Mars. So that was, I don't know if it counts as a commercial project, but that's how we started. And then we sold robots to research institutions. So that if you had a corporate R&D center, and many of these were in Japan, we would sell you a robot, and then you could work on software based on top of the robot that we would sell you. And so those were the first products.
Like you create iRobotics? The robot I create?
I create? Yeah. No, this is long before create.
Except,
this is a robot called, it was R1, R2, T1, T2. These were two-wheeled robots and tracked robots.
Okay.
That were made out of aluminum and remote control car parts, and we connected them to small microprocessors and wrote an artificial intelligence software system to allow people to program these robots.
Okay.
So they were sophisticated for the time, but very basic today.